Hi, friends, and welcome to the Plus Mommy Podcast. I'm your host, Jen McClellan, and here we explore plus-size pregnancy, motherhood, and body love. From bumps to bellies, we talk about it all. Now, let's get started. Hi, friends. Happy New Year. I just wanted to pop on, hit record, share some things that are on my heart, and kick off the year with some love and hope and inspiration without too much toxic positivity here, but I know I can be a little gushy and wooshy. I was a camp counselor for like a decade, so you get what you get with me. But I've been thinking a lot about like how this year feels new, and maybe it's because we got a light coating of snow out here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and a dusting of snow always makes everything look so pretty and fresh and new and exciting. And I'm jumping on that vibe, and I just wanted to pop on. I have some recordings, amazing interviews ready to share, but I was like, you know what? I just want to do a quick, hi, how are you? Are you looking forward to the year ahead? Or if things have been really hard and you just need a voice on the other line to be like, I love you. You're amazing. You've got this. Because I want to be here for you right now and wherever you're at. I feel like with a new year, it's two different camps, right? It's the new year, new me, and hopefully without that toxic diet culture attached to it. But just like, what do I want to focus on in the year ahead and charge forward towards and set new? And then the other camp is like, new year, same me, different day, and I've got to make sure I'm writing the correct date on everything now, and that's what I'm focused on. And I think both of those two camps are absolutely fantastic, and I have spent time in them each. But I feel like this year I'm hopeful for newness, and my desire is to keep working on me, and me in little ways. Just little sustainable things that I've found have just made me feel better about myself. And so I've shared some of them over on our Instagram at Plus Mommy. But I thought I'd share a few here, just little things that I really focused on, especially the last half of 2022 that I want to carry through with me to 2023 that have become hopefully habits, and then hopefully ways that I've really just worked to cultivate things in my life as well. So number one, I stopped ripping my nails. I know a lot of people bite. I've been more of a ripper. I'm sorry if you're feeling queasy right now. I know it's gross, but my whole life, like just an anxiety thing, a comfort thing. But I started getting manicures a few years back. Whenever I would travel or whenever I had speaking gigs, I would treat myself to a manicure. And I found them to be great and wonderful, but they've kind of gone expensive. And so within this last few months, I started doing my own nails, and it started off horrific. But I've learned that once you paint, you can just go into the shower and make sure they're fully dry. It's better if you wait till the next morning. And then you just use your thumbnail and you scrape off all the excess. And I know there are many tricks. People use like acetone in a paintbrush, and there's many things that you can do, but I've found the shower works best for me. But I just started painting. And again, in the beginning, it was hilarious. Like I was like, a 7-year-old learning how to paint her nails for the first time. But now I've gotten kind of good. I mean, it's not perfect by any means, but I've had fun with it. And I now, I'm like, I'm someone who hated the sound of filing your nails, and now I can tolerate it. And I'm learning how to shape my nails and take care of them. And I can say that it's costing me hardly anything because I'm a part of a Facebook group, a Buy Nothing Facebook group. And check it out, man, because they are all over the nation. And hopefully you have one in your area too, unless you're in a really rural area. I apologize, but you'd be amazed how many of these Buy Nothing Facebook groups there are. And someone was just giving away a ton of nail polish. And I was like, hi, please pick me. And like, I love the Sally Hansen gel polish. And there were a lot of those. And I'm like, I'm really working on, you know, not not ripping my nails. And then she picked me and I got it. I've had to buy some vials, but for my holiday wish list, I put a bunch of nail stuff on it. So I can literally give myself a weekly manicure for hardly anything. And it takes time, but I found I needed that time. I needed that time to paint my nails and not have a phone in my hand, right? Not have a distraction. To literally just do something for me and nobody else. And I even painted, well, not nobody else, but I painted Chris's nails one night too. Because he's like, I want to do it. I was like, okay. So it was like fun. I did a terrible job on him. I clearly am much better on myself. But it was just something fun we did. So just a suggestion. I know not everyone is into painting their nails or anything like that. But for me, I didn't start painting my nails consistently until I was in my 40s. So it's never too late to break a habit and try something new. And I'm way more than 90 days into this now. So am I done ripping my nails for good? Like, that would be incredible. My father's so proud of me. He was always like, Jennifer. So we'll see. There's a hope. Now, I made my dad proud with my nails. And I got to tell you what I've made my mom proud with, because, you know, we're parents. We're always going to be proud of our kids, even when they're adults. Especially when they're adults, right? I remember growing up, once I got into makeup, especially in like junior high and high school, my mom would always say, every day you don't wash your face, you age 5 days. And I'd be like, well, whatever. And I would hardly ever wash my face that night. I wouldn't. I'm a morning shower person, so I take a shower almost every day. But in the morning, I would do like a face washing routine, but not at night. And I think the pandemic helped with wearing a lot less makeup. But I've started being real consistent for more than just last year now of washing my face at night, but not just washing it, like moisturizing it and using eye creams and really spending time caring for my skin. And I think that comes with age, because when you start to notice some new wrinkles or darker spots, you're like, oh, I've definitely embraced them. I've wanted them. I'm waiting for the gray hairs that have yet to come in. Well, that I can't notice them. My sister can find them. But I just want to take better care of my skin now. And it's been nice. Like, I used to still occasionally have acne, especially around the time of the month. And I haven't been really experiencing that. And once again, this is something for me where I am spending time doing something for me that doesn't involve my phone and doesn't involve anyone asking something of me or needing something of me. It's just me being really kind to myself. And I know that facial cleansing stuff can be very expensive. So also, if you're on a budget, you can think outside of the box. Do you have any friends that work for like Nordstrom's, Sephora, or Ulta? My sister happens to have a close friend who's got a hookup. And so I got all of these luscious, wonderful products for free. Are there people sharing stuff on the Buy Nothings group? Are there trades you can have with friends? So I also will spend money at Costco to get like bulk nicer products and save a little bit of money. So while this of cleansing your face can be very inexpensive with a bar of soap, it can also be very, very expensive with very fancy serums, right? So you've got to find what works for you. But it's something else I've been able to really build into my life that I feel like isn't that expensive overall for me with how I'm doing it. All right, something else that is so simple, but I'm actually doing it daily and I want like a gold star. Can someone give me a gold star? I'm taking my vitamins every day. And I know that I'm laughing because this feels so ridiculous, because you're like, Jen, vitamins is basic. Yeah, like not a big deal. But for me, it is. And I think that's the point of me doing this episode, is like, okay, she paints her nails and washes her face and takes vitamins. Like, these are basic things, which for many people they are. But for me, not always, right? Like, we all have our things that we're very either dedicated with, or that we want to do or we don't do, or we have no desire to do. Like, for me, I am not a type A person at all. Like, yes, I'm good at brushing my teeth and taking a shower and washing my hair and like basic hygiene. But there have been things that are basic wellness, like taking vitamins, that I don't really like swallowing pills. And I didn't take gummies for so long because I had this attachment of, oh, you're not supposed to have sugar. Like all those messages, which whatever, we could go down another path with that. But like, I'm actually taking vitamins. And yes, they are gummy vitamins. And yes, I'm enjoying them. And I'm taking apple cider vinegar gummies because I, Lord knows if you listen to the show, I've shared my gluten and digestive issues many a time over. And my belly is doing so much better. And my hair is better. And my nails are stronger. And I know, again, some of you are like, Jen, this is basic. I take my vitamins every day. But like for me, I haven't been good at it. So it took kind of adjusting my perspective on what vitamins can be. And they don't have to be a handful of pills. I'm sure the more dedicated I am with just taking a daily vitamin and these apple cider vinegar ones, that I will start taking more and learning about more, because I'm immediately, it's been a couple months now, seeing health benefits by taking a daily vitamin. So for those of you that haven't been good about taking a daily vitamin but are good about giving it to your kids, no shame there, because that is yours truly as well. So, all right, we've talked about nails, face, vitamins. What else can I share with you? Little things that I've been doing that I feel have been making a big impact. All right, here's another one that you might laugh at me. Again, not type A personality here. I have been squeegeeing my shower. And I know this is like, okay, Jen, whatever. But it feels so good, because normally I would just have like all these like, you know, shower drips, water drips all over the glass in my shower. And then I just like finally get around to like deep cleaning it. And I just simply now use a squeegee every day. And it kind of feels like after I'm done with my shower, like a little stretch afterwards. And I've been enjoying it. And I did something so basic and I guess so mundane to share, but something that I just kind of, I've bought squeegees over the years and just never use them. And now I've really been dedicated to squeegeeing. I'm blushing while telling you this, because I'm like, are they rolling their eyes at me? Is this like too basic? I don't know. There have been little things that I've been really just trying to find in my life that I've been neglecting that I can improve upon. And when I do, it makes me feel really good. So moving forward with this year, I want to continue to take good care of my nails and my face and take my vitamins and squeegee my shower. But I also want to continue to drink water. I find I buy myself a new water bottle like every quarter, feeling like buying a fun water bottle will make me drink more water. And I just think I just need to always have water with me. You know, I always have my Waterloo. I'm obsessed with Waterloo. But also drinking more water is what I want, because my hair, it's almost the longest it's ever been in my life, and it's the healthiest. And I think it's because of those ding, ding, ding vitamins. And just like overall trying to be proactive with just baby steps to wellness, right? Like we don't have to do radical things to make very wonderful improvements in our lives. We can do tiny little things like not biting our nails, which took me 40 years. And I'm really proud of myself. And I'm proud of myself every day when I squeegee. Like, what can we do? What can we shift in our lives that isn't some major thing that brings us joy and helps us to feel good? So I think that's what I wanted to share with you all. Another thing that I do, and I've talked about a lot on the show, and I continue to do, is just really setting healthy boundaries. And I think the first of the year is a great time for us to step back and evaluate who is in our life, who is in our daily lives, like who who do we spend the most amount of time with? And often it's our coworkers, and there's not a lot we can do there. There's a lot we can do around setting boundaries, but there's, you know, you can't be like, oh, I don't want to see you anymore. And, you know, you got to go to work on Monday. But like, how can we evaluate the friendships that we have and even like our relationships with our loved ones and our family members and really decide like, who do we really want in our bubble this year? Who do we want to strengthen those relationships with, and who do we need to set even stronger boundaries with? And one thing my husband and I have done this year, which I'm pretty sure I've talked about on the show, and I've definitely talked about on Instagram, is we started playing Dungeons and Dragons with friends and new friends. And it has so just brought so much joy into our lives. I did a podcast episode not that long ago that you can find over on plusmommy.com on how to make friends as an adult. I know it's hard, but like, you see if friends want to get together and with other friends and set up a game night and just see what happens. You might have a connection with someone. It might be a total bust, but I can't tell you how much enjoyment that has brought me. And then there's the tried and true friendships, right? Like my, you know, bestie out here, Brianna, who I know every time we spend time with one another, she feeds my soul and I feed hers. And she's an amazing gluten-free cook. So she literally feeds my soul. But she's just a really good person to have in my life. So I want to continue to cultivate and nurture that friendship because I dearly love her. So yeah, just to back and look about who's in your bubble and how do those people make you feel? And I think you'll know how to go from there. Like, trust your gut. How do these people make you feel? And if they make you feel icky, time to set some new boundaries. If they make you feel fantastic, then set up a lunch date with them this weekend. Like, really cultivate the people and the friendships that make you feel good. And it doesn't even have to be people that live close to you. I mean, I have a really great Zoom date often with two of my friends that I've been friends with since my 20s. And it's a blast. And then the pandemic got us doing that. And now we've continued it. And we all hope it never ends because it's wonderful and lovely. So cultivating friendships that ultimately give us that great buzz of oxytocin, which helps us with our overall mental health. Oh, mental health. You knew that was going to sidestep me into the next topic I wanted to touch upon. And that was focusing on our mental health, which I have now been a 1 year medicated. Thank you very much for my anxiety. And I am so proud, so proud of how that decision has enriched not only my life, but my husband and son's life, because they have a partner and mother who doesn't have as much anxiety and doesn't freak out as easily and doesn't yell as much. And I've noticed the difference, and they really have too. And was it scary? Absolutely, to face this need. Did I put it off for many decades? Absolutely. But I did it, and I asked for help, and I am very thankful every day when I take my little pill, and it isn't even that much, but it's what I need, and it makes such a dramatic difference in my life. So that is something else as well, which I know is kind of a big thing, right? Like, that's a big thing, but our overall mental health matters so much. And there's often so much of a focus on physical health, especially when we exist in larger bodies. But I've found for me, and this might be the case for you, that my mental health struggles have often been a root of many of my physical health struggles and just not taking care of myself in the way I want to, because I struggle with anxiety and sometimes bouts of depression and just not loving myself. And learning to find a balance with my mental health has really helped me overall just to deepen my love for myself and to prioritize myself, which as a mom can also be hard. But it is hard. It is hard to be a human, but it's so wonderful too and so worth it. And there's just so many little things that we can do that aren't huge things, like taking our daily vitamins, that can make us feel great. So I just wanted to ramble with you a little bit and talk about kind of what I'm focusing on, just little things, just continuing to work on these paths that I've carved out definitely getting back into walking because that brought me so much joy, but I became hyper focused on sharing it with everyone on social media. And then I felt awful when I didn't go out. So it felt more like a compulsion in doing it for others. So I'm trying to just find balance with doing things for myself and not always having to share. But it's hard because I love the community. I love you and am so appreciative of you and appreciate you being here. And I feel like we inspire one another. You cheer me on and it keeps me going. And I hope that I cheer you on too. But just learning to set healthier boundaries with social media too. Like me losing my accounts in November for over 20 days. Having no access to Facebook and Instagram, like once I got back, I was like, oh, whoa, this is a lot, sensory overload. So I've been really trying to find a better balance with that as well. My family was kind of glad that they weren't glad because it was so stressful, but they were kind of glad that I was just stepping back and wasn't always on my phone. And that was noticeable, especially with my son. I noticed his attitude improved when I was spending less time on my phone and giving more to him, which, of course, right? But that's hard to face. Because sometimes as parents, we also want a break from the kids, right? So finding that healthy balance and finding fun things to do with my kiddo now that he's getting older and doesn't necessarily want to spend as much time with me, but then really, really cherishing and acknowledging when he's asking for me. And a small example of that was last night. I had just tucked myself into the couch. I was so comfy underneath the fuzzy blanket. I was like ready for some me time. And my kid calls out from his bedroom, Mom, can you come turn off the light? Because he's all stumbled in. And at first I was like, no! And then I paused for a minute. I was like, God, when was the last time he asked me to tuck him in? And I realized that this wasn't that. He literally just didn't want to get up either. But I thought, like, how many more times will he ask me to come turn off his light? Probably a lot. But it was just, to me, it brought back memories. Mom, will you tuck me in? And so I was like, if I can get a hug, because those are more far and few in between these days. And I asked permission, and he's like, okay. And so it was like, I got out of my comfy, cozy couch, but I got up, and I gave him a little hug, and it just made me feel good and turned off his light and sat back down and got cozy again. But like, I don't know, it's harder now that he's getting older, and I know my time with him is dwindling. He's getting so old so fast. He's taller than me now. It's bananas. So getting off the couch more often, even when I don't want to go turn off a light. I'm not gonna do it every time, but I want to do it more often because it makes me happy to do those things for him. And I don't know how much longer he'll last. I don't know why I went down this rabbit hole. Now I'm getting all sentimental and mom. Mommy, my mommy heart is bursting because my little one is very much almost a teenager. And it's hard and things are shifting. But it's also awesome in many ways too. So, yeah. I think I'm always striving to be a better mom and a better human and a better partner. And I know just because it's January doesn't mean that any of that's going to happen right away. But it's just a time to sit down and evaluate the little things that we can do to make a difference in our lives, in the lives of others. Maybe it's as simple as painting our nails and getting off the couch and turning off the lights for the kids. And that's what I want this year to be. Just the little things. I want to cherish them more. I want to do them more. Yeah. All right. I got a little too warm and fuzzy, I know. But yeah, it was just, you know, sometimes I like these times where it's just you and me and I hit record and we just gab together. Well, I gab and you listen. But I always would love to hear from you. I'd love to know what you would want from the Plus Mommy podcast in the year ahead. I'm always trying to balance things and hear different stories and honor people's experiences. And I know there's a lot of birth stories. Do you like that? Do you want less? Do you want more? I'm always looking for different experiences, different things that people can share. And I want to seek after that even more. Plus size hikers and adventurers and dancers. And I want some adventure too on the show. So if you are that person or you know that person, more actors and people in theater and, you know, more artists too. I mean, that would be amazing as well. I just want to highlight our stories and our experiences and be inspired. So that's what I hope for. And let me know what you would like. What other tough topics should we dive in and handle too? I've got some ideas there as well. All right, my friends. Well, here's to taking our vitamins, drinking more water, and snuggling those kiddos when they let us. Until next time. Bye, friends.